In his opening speech, the outgoing UN Secretary General Kofi Annan spoke of the achievements Africa has made over the past 10 years when he took over office. While he urged the UN to continue supporting the vision of the continent, he also said that Africa suffers from poor governance, weak institutions, and more conflicts than any other continent, many of them a legacy of Cold War. However, he called on leaders to stop talking and start acting on the policies they put on paper.
Development will simply not happen if we Africans and citizens of the developing world in general do not get our own house in order. When I say this, I do not mean to understate how much is already happening. Africa now understands that development is first and foremost an African priority. But I'm afraid that countries actually walking the walk and not just talking the talk are still the exception rather than the rule. All our leaders owe it to their fellow citizens to turn that around. Their challenge is to make sure all the countries of Africa are working hard on policies and actions that benefit all their people. And Africa's young people, the theme of this forum and the hope of this continent, must keep them up to the mark.
The host, Ethiopia's Premier Meles Zenawi, reminded delegates that the challenges of the youths are the mirror image of the African continent. He then went on to attack the leaders who continue to blame outside forces for the underdevelopment of Africa.
Madness is to do things over and over again, but to expect different results. Now, this is unlikely to be because all the leaders of Africa are technically mad. I think it's also partly because most African leaders are not that young. If we could combine the wisdom of age and the courage and ambition of youth, then we can break out of a mad situation of doing over and over again. At every meeting, we blame others for our circumstance. Blame game is the mentality of the victim. It's the mentality of the slave. It is not the mentality of the fighter. We are destined to repeat over and over again a path that does not work. It's up to us to do what we can to change the balance of forces in favor of sanity and against madness.
Dr. Athumani is one of hundreds of youths who were impressed by the statement made by the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi.
Even our leaders understand that we have the power to make changes in Africa, but they are wise. They use our college to bring development in Africa. Otherwise, they'll just be there. The madness will continue. So it's something that I liked most, and I'll be using it every time I speak to my fellows, I speak to anybody. It's my philosophy now.
However, some of the leading youngsters said that it is evidence, even in the sitting arrangement in the conference hall, that African leaders are reluctant to hand over power to the younger generation.
I have to say that it's interesting that all young people are sitting at the back, and even up here, we are sitting down there. It is youth and leadership in the 21st century and beyond.
And as the youths continue to exchange ideas, many of them wonder whether there will come a time, as one of the organizers put it, when they will be sitting at the high table, tapping wisdom from the older generation.